when we look at it on sheet music, dog, it's just math.
I'm Sean Cannon, that's Wyclef Jean, and you best listen, because nobody knows the treble clef like Uncle Clef. From Louisville Public Media, it's The Guest List. Steer into it.
Bali Boulevard. Di Aïsse Abdima, c'est New York sans physique. Moi nous, monsieur, non merci. Les bons mieux que beau, yo dévo, c'est leur mourir police venir.
Over the last quarter century, Wyclef Jean has helped shape what hip-hop, R&B, and pop music all sound like more than just about anybody, especially anybody whose face is front and center. And while the score, you know, his breakthrough record with the Fugees might have sold more records and been a bigger pop culture force in its time, it's Wyclef's solo debut, The Carnival, that helped him accomplish that. You know, it took all these disparate musical styles, married them together in ways people just hadn't heard before, and got it out there to a huge audience. I mean, all you have to do is look at folks like Young Thug or something like 2017's Song of the Summer, Despacito, to see exactly how Wyclef prefigured what pop music would be in the future. So when I sat down with Wyclef a little while back for a totally separate project, I couldn't help but bring up The Carnival since it turned 20 this year, which is also the reason why I'm getting this episode of The Guest List out there before 2017 is over.
Today.
You know, the theory I've always heard about The Carnival was that it was some cold and calculated move by record execs to push Latin and urban music further into the mainstream. But in talking to Wyclef, I got a very different take. For him, there was nothing calculated about it. He saw a very rare opportunity, and he knew he had to take it right then, whether or not it even worked out in the end.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
I just had in my head, I was like, look, man, the score is blowing up. It's going crazy. And I have to establish myself as a producer, right? And then I was like, well, the painter I love is Basquiat. So I was like, if I don't paint my picture now while the whole world is watching, then I'm not going to get a chance to paint it again with all of this hype. And this was a risk because it's like the Fugees, 10 million, 15 million is going up. And then I'm like, yo, I want to do something called a carnival. And I knew it wouldn't match the sales of the Fugees, but I knew it would put me in the position artistically where I needed to be.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
By the time I came around to the score and was fully like producing from A to Z, I had more of an understanding of when I was doing the score in my brain. I already knew that I could do The Carnival. One of my greatest role models was Quincy Jones. So I was like, okay, this is my chance to, if I can craft this thing that's up in my head, then I will be in a position to work with whoever I want to. And like I did with the Fugees, I will be able to build more historical music. Like in my brain, I'm not thinking like, oh, this is going to elevate me as this solo artist. More I was thinking it's going to elevate me as a solo producer.
So just like Quincy Jones, Wyclef's plan was to ultimately become a bigger force behind the mixing board than in front of the mic. I mean, really, there was no reason for him to think about it any other way, because when you look at what he wanted to accomplish with The Carnival, there was just no assumption it would become a huge hit and catapult him even further into the pop music stratosphere.
I didn't have no idea that this thing was going to sell, because it clearly was in like four or five languages. The idea I had was to combine rhythms from all parts of the world, and I wanted to create what was called Global Gumbo. I had like a crazy fusion in my head. The playlist that you're getting today on Spotify, on iTunes, and all of that, that's what I had on my head in The Carnival. It made no sense to a lot of people, you know, because how are you going from the Philharmonic Orchestra to the Bee Gees, you know, then to Calypso Rhythms, then to, you know what I'm saying? But I just knew that there was a bunch of nerds that were Caribbean, that were in the burbs like me, that just digged all kind of music. 5-6, you want it dead or alive, hit or miss. And I knew that it would get to them.
Arrival of the carnival. New beats, I never recycle. While you looking for samples, you might get trampled. Surprise, hey, I'm back with lightning and thunder.
Since Wyclef's album, The Carnival, is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, instead of the usual guest DJ set we do on the show, I decided to ask him about a few tracks from the album, some of which were huge hits, and some of which were just, like, serious jams.
Guantanamera started off with, I started the record on a C minor, and that whole record started off with the piano groove.
To the carnival.
From the piano, I was able to build the entire groove around it.
Come on, Spanish Harlem. Oh, hey, oh. Boogie down Bronx. Oh, hey, oh. Manhattan. Oh, hey, oh. Back to Staten. Oh, hey, oh. Guantanamera. Hey, yo, I'm standing at the bar with a Cuban cigar. Guantanamera. Hey, yo, I think she's eyeing me from far. Guantanamera.
Being a fan of Celia Cruz, I just was like, man, you know, I wrote this in Haiti overlooking Cuba. I asked her what's her name. She said Guantanamera. You know, remind me of an old Latin song my uncle used to play on his old 45 when he used to be alive. Exactly what I'm saying on that record is exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, line for line, what I'm saying was a narration of exactly how that record was written. So that inspiration basically came when I went back home to Haiti, you know?
Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me.
It's like when I'm playing music, I can play Cuban music with your eyes closed. You're going to think I'm Cuban. And at the end of the day, I felt no separation with the island. This is all part of my DNA. One day I was looking and was like, yo, I got an idea, like the year of the dragon, you know? So what if I almost, you know, did something and made it feel like apocalypse, like the end, you know what I mean? And just took people on like that journey, like of a back and forth, like, and, you know, and Lauren was perfect because I was like, because we could bounce off of each other.
I remember coming from Haiti, growing up in Brooklyn. On Flatbush, got my first sneakers took in. Learned the game quick, so I got my first device. Mom moved to Jersey so we could get a better life.
And it was sort of like I wrote my eight, and then she bounced off for my eight and continued the story.
Yellow cheese bus, getting beatings if I cuss. Lay away another day and strike leaves and let tea grace. Fuck the level bomber. Mama tried to stop, paranoid, because this boy around my neighborhood got shot. Name plate, hair straight, metal braces on my teeth. Fat laces on my feet when crack first hits the streets.
I used to push up on a girl, salt and pepper, push it. These in school.
That's how the whole scheme was done. Wanted it to make it feel like a conversation between two people. Now, what is that going to be? I don't have a clue. I just know the scheme is I go first and do eight. You continue the story, and I pick up on your story, and I continue my story. Like imaginary friends. Keep going back and forth.
Yo, yo, watch out for the black van. Yo, yo, planes exploding.
Yo, close your door. Yo, nobody safe. Halloween, October 31st. Yo, close your door. Yo, kids are disappearing.
We got the refugees, all stars, rubber dubbing in the club. Wyclef Jean, John Forte. Roswell, now I mean the streets are getting a little crazy. Look at here.
The Bee Gees thing, I guess it was more my DJ brain, right? I love Kool Herc and like Grandmaster Flash. And I used to love an African Bambaataa. And so within the scope of the carnival, I was like, okay, is there a disco record that I could plant on the dance floor that can make people feel dope? And I was like, okay, for it to work, I need two parts. Then I was like, well, the John Travolta movie, right? So I was like, that's one part. What if I could create a spoof of the movie and don't take myself seriously, wear the suit and rock out? Because there's a part of hip hop which is very gimmicky and funny, like Digital Underground, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, I'll sample this and we'll rock out with this.
Watch your lady.
Watch your lady. Yeah.
Alright.
Especially around dirty girls.
If you got more than a dollar in your pocket right now, put your hands up.
Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies' man, a businessman.
And people was like loving it, man, when it came on the floor. So I just took their, you know, their voice and then just cut like the right, you know what I mean, the vibe drums. Because it was sort of like not just disco, but you could feel like the hip hop inside of the disco. And then the freaking weird ass vocals against that. Look at shorty got back. Did I ask him, you know?
Cook up, the copper, pull up, then my cup up. You, who's calling bluff? Now you shook up, cause you lock up. Man, I love up. You, who's calling bluff?
Hey, yo, John is chilling. Dirty Cash Dylan. What more can I say? We living. That's what we got. We got it good.
I dedicate this record, The Carnival, to all you brothers taking long trips down south, Virginia, Baltimore, all around the world, and your girl gets this message that you ain't coming back.
Gone to November is one of my cousins that was making a drug run in Baltimore and never made it back home.
And this is what I told her for you. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why.
When he don't come back, now I gotta give his girl the message. You see what I'm saying to you? So I was thinking like Johnny Cash, you know, Shot a Man or, you know. I was just a messenger that had to deliver the message.
Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. When I come back, there'll be no need to clock. I have enough money to buy out the blocks. Tell my brother go to school in September so he won't mess up in summer school in the summer.
And then at the same time, my brain thought of the Beatles, like Sgt. Pepper. And I was like, the fusion for this would might have to be the Philharmonic Orchestra.
I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5. So I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone.
Every time I make a run, it's exactly that. Every time I make a run, is exactly that. Every time I make a run, every time I make a run, every time I make a run, is exactly that.
I have to flip nothing and turn it into something. Hip hop turns to the future rock when I smash a pumpkin. Commit treason, then I have a reason to hunt you down. It's only right, it's rapid season. Yeah, you with the loud voice, posing like the top choice.
Wyclef, man, thank you for doing this.
All right, well, this is what Uncle Clef do, baby. Nothing but love, you dig?
Word. See you, man. Thanks.
Bless.
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5.
Well, that's all we've got for you this week here on The Guest List from Louisville Public Media. Stacey Owen is our executive director. Kojin Tashiro is our technical director. And we get special assistance from Margaret Darling. You can find everything we have to offer on our website, wfpk.org/guestlist. I'm your host and producer, Sean Cannon. You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Sean Cannon. And you can find these Mother of Pearl coveralls one place. That's right. From Red Cap. I'll see you next week. Steer into it.